Chapter 10, As Good as Dead. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Romans 4:18 through 21.
Most of us don't know for sure whether we really believe in God's promises until we're as good as dead. I don't use that phrase, as good as dead, flippantly. It's an eminently biblical phrase. It's used twice in the New Testament, here in Romans, and in Hebrews 11:12, both times to describe Abraham, the father of Israel and the primary example of faith in both testaments. As good as dead? It doesn't sound very respectful, does it? Hardly the kind of phrase you'd toss in at a state dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you Abraham, who is as good as dead. Maybe it's not one of the most respectful phrases available, but it is one of the most descriptive. It tells you that things aren't going so well on the physical side of the ledger. It tells you that the person in question lives on the cusp of eternity. It tells you that the coroner is parked around the corner. And it tells you that if ever there were a time to discover what such a person believes, it's now. I think that's exactly why Paul uses the phrase in Romans 4 to describe Abraham. The apostle has been arguing that people are saved by faith, not by what they do, and he wants to call Abraham as his star witness. One of the reasons Abraham makes such a good witness is that he is an old man, nearly ready to die. His body doesn't work as it used to, and neither does his wife's. Paul knows that what people really believe often comes out when they're about to die. So he turns to Abraham, the one who is as good as dead, and he sees that the old man did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. God, of course, had promised Abraham that he would become the father of many nations, the patriarch of a family whose members would grow as numerous as the stars in the sky. Abraham looked at his ancient, broken-down body, saw it was as good as dead, and replied to the Lord, "Count me in, I believe." In Paul's words, he was fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. How about you? Do you have that kind of assurance? Are you fully persuaded that God has power to do what he has promised? Even, or especially, when your body is as good as dead? Recently, I have been in contact with Tom Moore, a man who is struggling with a terminal illness. Tom told me that as he lies in bed, unable to do much of anything, he holds on to one fact. When his illness runs its course and his body can hang on no longer, he's going home. He has God's promise of heaven, and that hope sustains him. Tom has a peace that defies the world's expectations because he has taken his stand on the promises of God. Those promises give him the strength to endure whatever time on earth he has left. He is fully persuaded that God has power to do what he has promised. That means a lot coming from a man who knows he is as good as dead. Tom and Abraham and many others whose bodies are as good as dead have something else in common, something much more important than the state of their earthly tents. In the words of Hebrews 6:18 and 19, they have fled to take hold of the hope offered to them and have found that hope to be like an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. As a result of grabbing that anchor, they have been greatly encouraged, even when their bodies are as good as dead. Your body may be in similar shape, and if it isn't now, one day it will be. That's a given in this life. No matter how often we may be miraculously healed or given a new lease on life, someday all of us will look at ourselves in a mirror and see bodies that are as good as dead. When that day comes, we will be given the ultimate test of what we really believe. Will we pass the test, or will we fail? My own body certainly shows signs of wear. My missing left arm and shoulder testify to that every day. Still, by God's grace, it appears as if I'll be around for a while. And in the years that I have left, I want to study for my final test. I find that a text like Psalm 119:28 keeps me focused. Strengthen me according to your word. And others encourage me right now. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. Psalm 119:50. Jan and I have chosen to stand on the promises of God. We stand with Abraham and Tom and men like the great Civil War general Robert E. Lee, who said, "In all my perplexities and distresses, the Bible has never failed to give me light and strength." We think that's a pretty good place to stand, because when your body is as good as dead, it's nice to look inside and realize that you are fully persuaded that God has power to do what He has promised.